Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We want to thank our friends at Antech for sponsoring this great conversation because radiology has come such a far way where it was even just 5 years ago. And we're going to be chatting about all things with rapid read and AI technology, radiology. I can't think of anyone else better to chat about it with our wonderful colleague, Dr. Lisa Zeimer in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm terrific. Thank you. How are you today?
Good. I'm really, really excited to learn more about this because, you know, you hear it a lot, but I want to hear it from you and also to spread that information to our listeners. So information, some background on our wonderful friend, Dr. Lisa. She is the Chief Medical Officer at Antech Imaging Services and obtained her bachelor's degree from Bryn Mawr College. She received her DVM degree or VMD degree from the University of Pennsylvania in 1998, and she went on to complete a residency in radiology, becoming board certified in 2003. After completing her residency, Dr. Zeimer spent 1 year as a postdoctoral fellow in oncology at the University of Pennsylvania. After spending several years in private radiology practice, she joined Antech Imaging Services, where she is currently the chief radiologist for Antech Imaging Services, which is fantastic. Congratulations on all your accolades there.
Thank you.
Well, let's get into it because it really has come such a long way. And I really want to really start right out of the gate and talk about rapid read that Antech has. What is it? And can you give us a little overview on what rapid read does and the types of use cases where it might be helpful?
Sure. So first of all, thank you for the kind introduction. It's very nice to be here today and have a chance to talk with you. So rapid read is Antech Imaging Services artificial intelligence radiographic solution for evaluating radiographs of dogs and cats. We're very excited about rapid read. You know, artificial intelligence is everywhere in our world today. It's in chatbots, it's in our self-driving cars, it's in our cell phones when our cell phones are sending us ads for things that we simply talked about or looked at once. You know, it's in our Alexa and in our Siri, and now it's even in our imaging solutions. So we're very excited to be part of this revolution of artificial intelligence and to be on the cutting edge. Rapid read is an exceptionally useful tool because it basically provides an almost instantaneous second set of eyes on your radiographs. It's great for emergency cases. It's great for wellness exams, for urgent care vets, for solo practitioners who may just need, you know, one more glimpse at the radiographs when they have no one else around. Rapid read is used for dogs and cats. It's not for exotics or large animals, and it looks at thorax, abdomen, and limbs. It's been trained to look at 53 of the most common radiographic findings in dogs and cats. So basically what we did is we went back and we looked at thousands upon thousands of radiograph reports to find out what were the most common things that were diagnosed in dogs and cats. And we took the 53 most common things that were diagnosed, and that's what we trained the computer to find for us. Now, rapid read is unique in the market because not only does it find the radiographic findings, but it also will synthesize those findings with the signalment and the history of the patient to provide you with a meaningful assessment. Now, what's most exciting about AI in radiology is that you can get the results back in under 10 minutes. So the turnaround time for these reports is unbelievably fast. You know, even if you send a report to a radiologist stat, you're probably waiting an hour or 2 hours. With an AI report, you're getting your report back in under 10 minutes. So you can get your report back in the same amount of time while the patient is still in your exam room. So there's no more sending your patient home, waiting for the radiology report, having to call the owner and possibly even bring back the patient for a second visit to continue your diagnostics or treatment. We've trained our AI program with more than 20 boarded radiologists, and we've looked at a huge amount of data, over 1.25 million hand-labeled images with breeds of all different shapes and sizes to provide us with the most accurate interpretation. So it's been trained over many, many years to provide us with the best possible product that we could provide. Absolutely. So that's a little bit about rapid read for you.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so types of use cases. So you're talking about limbs, thorax, abdomen. So it kind of gives really a holistic view of what we're looking at in day-to-day practice, it sounds like.
Yeah, so it's been trained on 53 findings, but I always like to say common findings are common. So
I like
53 findings is a lot when you
Yes.
look at the list of findings that it can provide, and we can provide the link to the findings in the chat for you. It's pretty much the things that you're looking for in practice. So it's small intestinal obstructions, it's GDEVs, it's pyometras, it's the things that you're really looking for when the sick patient comes into your practice. It's pneumonia, it's heart failure, it's the things that you really need to know when you're looking at that sick patient in front of you, and you need to know, does this patient need antibiotics or does this patient need diuretics? Those are the types of things that Rapid Read excels at.
And is there a particular case in mind that comes to your thoughts when that illustrates the utility of AI, radiograph interpretation, and like everyday practice?
Yeah, we had a pit bull mix that came in. Was a 3-year-old female intact pit bull that went to her referring veterinarian with clinical signs of anorexia, inappetence, vomiting, lethargy, typical vomiting young dog. Was sick for about 24 hours. The dog had been at an off-leash dog park over the weekend. And who knows what the dog may have gotten into, but the owner wasn't really aware of anything. The dog had a tense abdomen on palpation, slightly tacky mucous membranes. Temperature was normal, chest sounded normal. And they took abdominal radiographs and really didn't see anything on the abdominal radiographs. So they sent the dog home with just some symptomatic treatment. And initially, Belle, this pit bull, was improving and resumed eating. But 3 days later, unfortunately, Belle came back with persistent vomiting, lethargy, and anorexia. And they repeated abdominal radiographs and did some blood work. The blood work all came back normal. They didn't really see anything on the imaging, and again, nothing on the labs. And so the veterinarian, of course, was still concerned because after 3 days, the dog was still vomiting, and they submitted the radiographs to Rapid Read. They got the Rapid Read results back within 5 minutes, and Rapid Read flagged the case as being very concerning for a small intestinal obstruction. Now, what's really nice about Rapid Read is that if you have a finding on Rapid Read that is a critical finding that could lead the dog to have surgery or could be life-altering in any way. So if it's a small intestinal obstruction, a GDV, pulmonary metastatic disease, pulmonary masses, or aggressive bone lesion. So any kind of lesion that could possibly lead to euthanasia or a surgical intervention, those radiographs are automatically sent to a human radiologist stat free of charge so that you're 100% sure that you've got a second opinion from a human being, not just the computer's opinion. If computers had opinions, I suppose, not just the computer's readout of the images, but also a human to verify that. So the Rapid Read came back with signs of a small intestinal obstruction. The report and the images were then sent to a human radiologist who double-checked it. They agreed with the findings. And so in under 2 hours, this veterinarian had received the Rapid Read findings and confirmation from the human radiologist recommending exploratory surgery. They took the dog to surgery, within a couple of hours, and they found a fabric foreign body confirming obstruction, treated the dog, and the dog made a full recovery. So, I think the key takeaways on this point for this point are, within 10 minutes they had the diagnosis. In under 2 hours from start to finish, they had not just the diagnosis from Rapid Read, but confirmation from a human being, and they were able to treat this patient extremely quickly and efficiently. This dog's life may have been saved by this very timely intervention, that occurred.
Yeah, because you can easily think of like perforation can easily happen and, can go down the road of a resection anastomosis if it keeps waiting and waiting that long. So
Yeah, absolutely.
that's a really great case. Now, I know you touched on this, but I do hear this a lot, Dr. Lisa, at conferences. They're here. These machines are going to be replacing us. Will AI replace radiologists? And I like that you just touched on it before on that case because, it did have a human radiologist connection. But what are your thoughts when you hear that from our colleagues out there?
It's a very interesting question. I remember, I don't know, I'm going to go off topic for a little bit. I remember when I was a kid, everybody was talking about robots. I don't know if you had the same experience.
Yes.
You used to go to Epcot Center and they would have all these, do you remember? They would have these
Yes.
exhibits where everybody had a robot and the robots were going to replace everybody's jobs. I
Yeah.
think that we're sort of having that same kind of feeling now about AI that we had about robots in the 1970s and 1980s. I don't think that AI is going to replace human beings. I don't think that AI is going to replace radiologists. If anything, I think that AI might make radiologists better. I think that AI could be used for assisted reads for radiologists, where the AI could look at the images first and potentially circle lesions for us or outline lesions for us that, we can draw our eye to lesions and then we can double check and say, oh yeah, there's something that I could have potentially missed. Maybe it's something very subtle, something at the edge of the film that's easy for a human being to miss that AI could pick up. And it could make us more efficient, it could make us faster. But I think there's always going to be the need for a human being to synthesize complicated cases, to double check, very critical cases, very complicated cases. I don't think AI is ever going to take things over. As I said before, AI is everywhere in our lives right now. There's personalized ads, there's facial recognition, and I think this is an inevitable step in veterinary medicine. It's already being used elsewhere in veterinary medicine, things like electronic medical records, where AI can listen to your conversation and put your medical records together for you. There's so many possible applications. And I think, if anything, it's really important for all of us to educate ourselves about AI and learn how we can use this as a tool for ourselves. I think it's not a replacement for a human. I think it's a tool just like any other new tool that we could get in our practices. We get a new laptop. I think we use AI the same way. It's a tool to supplement our practice, not a tool to replace us.
I love that. And it's so well said, because I know general practitioners, they get so concerned about using AI in general practice. Like, oh, we don't trust it. Or, what about the human connection? But to your point, digital cytology, electronic medical records, dictation software. I mean, what we're talking about here with rapid read, I mean, it's around us. And I think it's a great tool to add to our arsenal with
Right.
diagnostics and other,
Yeah.
treatment outcomes and other things too. But I think it's a great tool to have.
I completely agree. And I think that's exactly how you have to treat it. It's a tool. I mean, it's never going to have the ability to synthesize knowledge like a human brain will have.
Right.
And we have to remember that. But I think it can be a tool that we use to to our advantage. And I think
Yes.
that it's very powerful. And yes, things like voice dictation have improved our efficiency in radiology a hundredfold, not having to type. Well, 100 might be exaggeration, but it has really improved our efficiency not having to type. And it works great. And latching onto technology like that, it makes all the difference. And AI is exactly the same.
Yeah. I had the privilege of being at a practice in Pennsylvania that uses rapid read, and the whole team was bought into it. And it was newer to me, so to witness it. And I said, wait a minute, how long did it take for you to get those results? And the vet, she's like, oh, this was 8 minutes. I said, oh my gosh. And the workflow was so cool in the sense that they just told the owner just to wait in the lobby, they wanted to wait in the car, whatnot, perfectly fine. But the fact that maybe for this instance, it was either refer or not refer, and they didn't have to refer. And
Right.
I just thought that was such a powerful workflow just to see, because having rapid read really, helped as a tool, just like we're talking about, to make a better decision outcome. And with that being said, what sets rapid read apart from other AI radiology tools, and why should veterinarians choose it?
That is an excellent question, because there are multiple AI tools available on the market, and you will have people knocking on your door, with various tools. And I think there are really important questions that need to be asked. And I think, in order to be able to make informed decisions, you have to know a little bit about AI and have to educate yourself. And one of the things that you need to know is how was this AI developed? Was it developed with board certified radiologists is one of the questions that you need to ask. And RapidRead was developed with 20 boarded radiologists working on this system, labeling images, double checking, doing quality control. Most companies don't even have 20 radiologists, and we had 20 radiologists working on this project together. So it's pretty phenomenal to have that many radiologists working. You can check companies' websites and see how many radiologists are working. I think that really sets us apart. The other thing is that AIS has access to huge amounts of data. We're the largest teleradiology company in the world, and we have access to an enormous number of images, and we have used huge amounts of data to feed into our computers. I think I mentioned before, we have labeled over 1.25 million images at this point. And this is radiologists going through and teaching the computer, yes, this is a fracture. No, this is not a fracture. Yes, this is a fracture. No, this is not a fracture. It sounds like the most boring job in the world, and it very well may be, but it's how you teach a computer. You can't see my air quotes, but they were there. It's how you teach a computer to recognize whether a fracture or whether pneumonia or whether, an enlarged heart is there or not there is by going through and feeding it data. And as you feed it data, it learns a little bit more. You feed it more data, it gets better. You feed it more data, it gets better, and you just keep on going. The other thing I think that really sets us apart is that we do robust daily quality monitoring. Everybody does quality assurance, which is what you do before a product is released. So before the product is released, you assume that everybody is making sure that their product works before it gets sent out into what we call the wild. But things can change when products go out into the universe. Things have what's called drift in artificial intelligence, where they don't behave the same when they're working day by day by day out in practice. And we monitor for that very closely. We have our radiologists overread reports. We have the ability for stat overreads, which I discussed when we talked about the pit bull earlier. And we also have one click ability for people to get a human to overread their images. And when that happens, we refund the rapid read price. So you don't have to pay for the rapid read and the human overread. You just pay for the human overread. So we have multiple ways that we have humans always, always, always involved in the AI process to make sure that our standards are always being upheld and we always are having the highest quality. I think I talked about our auto stats with metastases, pulmonary masses, GDV, obstruction, and aggressive bone lesions going free of charge to humans. And the other thing is, AIS has over 160 radiologists that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We have a huge number of radiologists. So if at any time you have a question about a radiology report, you can always have access to a human being. We think of ourselves as a holistic teleradiology company. This is not just humans and it's not just AI. We believe that you should use these things in combination. As I was saying before, AI is a tool, and we have human beings as well. And when you use these two things together, I think you get the most out of your radiology services. Finally, I want to say that we are working with academic institutions for validation studies, and you'll start to see some publications coming out soon on the validation of RapidRead. And I think that those publications will be very exciting to show the data that is associated with RapidRead. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah, so validation studies are happening on the horizon. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners that we should be aware of with RapidRead?
One more very exciting thing is
Oh,
that
I'm ready.
rapid re yeah, well, I'm excited about this actually, because this to me, I think, is a real game changer for practitioners. Makes me want to go back into practice a little bit. We have a new product coming out this quarter, which is our Rapid Read Dental project. Now, this is very cool. I know I'm probably biased, but I have to say the reports that you get from our Rapid Read Dental product are very, very neat. So what it does is you take your dental radiographs while your patient is under anesthesia. You submit these radiographs to Rapid Read, and again, you get your results back within 10 minutes. What this means is that you can make all of your decisions on whether to pull teeth or leave teeth or just, watch them until the next dental while your patient is still under anesthesia. So you don't have to do your prophylactic cleaning and anesthesia, then wake the patient up, wait for the results of your radiographs, then go back and anesthetize your patient again to do extractions based on what the radiologist said about your dental images. The reports that the Rapid Read Dental gives you are unbelievably useful. They take every single dental image that you submit, and as you know, it can be a lot of images. Sometimes we get 20, 30 dental images, and they label every single tooth with the tooth number, and then they tell you what the status of that tooth is. So, is there bone loss? Is there evidence of retained tooth root? Is there periodontitis? And does that tooth need to be pulled or watched, or is it normal? And they do that for every single tooth. They give treatment recommendations for any kind of pathology, and they color code the teeth for you so you can very quickly get a visual of what's going on. And the beautiful thing about this is it really streamlines your workflow, because no longer do you have to sit there and scribble in the medical record what you have to do with every single tooth, because it's already there all outlined for you. And you can also give a copy of this report to the owner and say, look, here's the plan for your dog's teeth. It's a very clear way to communicate with your client with this visually illustrated report, highlights the importance of dental care, encourages them to come back because you have these teeth that you needed to watch. And it makes it extremely easy for you to do some follow-up on the patients. It's a really a fantastic system.
So I think that's absolutely incredible, and it is a game changer to your point. And I'm thinking from a holistic standpoint when we're trying to market and recommend, the COHATs, comprehensive oral health treatment plans. I would totally put that all over social media and show the journey of what that looks like. And because talk about the value that is added into doing, these dental cleanings and procedures on dogs and cats. If I was a pet parent and heard about this, I would say, sign me up. This is incredible. I get a copy of it. We can reassess it, maybe re-monitor that tooth in 3 to 6 months and see what the behavior is doing that. I just think that's absolutely fascinating. So amazing.
Yeah, it's a great product. And the nice thing too is that the report that you get has thumbnails of every single image that you take. And so you can show the owner how much work you've done. Like, look at this. I took 20 images of your dog's mouth while it was under
Yes.
anesthesia. So, you may think, you spent X number of dollars, but look at what you got for for your price. You got 20 images, you got all of this beautiful report, you got all this cleaning, you got all these extractions, And I love that it shows your retained roots, because that's one of the difficult things for me, at least when I was in practice for a short time, was,
Yeah.
oh gosh, did I leave a little piece of root in there? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Very helpful. Very helpful to have that. Are there any other resources that are out there for veterinary professionals who want to learn more about AI and radiology?
So a couple of things. One, we have a white paper that we published showing sort of how we developed the AI product. And ACVR has actually just put out a white paper on artificial intelligence in veterinary diagnostic imaging, which is very good. And shortly thereafter, just a few weeks ago, actually, the American Association of Veterinary State Boards put out a paper on the use of artificial intelligence in diagnostic imaging for veterinarians. And both of those resources, the ACVR and AAVSB papers, are very, very interesting to read. And I think give you a lot of good tips on sort of the ethics of AI, how you should use AI, and the appropriate use of AI, and how to evaluate AI products. And I think that they're definitely worth taking a look at. So have a look at that. We can put links in the chat for those as well. So yeah, if you have any questions or concerns, I can also leave my contact information. And, you know, I'm always happy to talk more. We're very passionate about this. So we love the conversation.
Yes, well, it shows. It's fantastic. This has been a fantastic conversation as well. And to the listeners, we're going to put everything in the links in the show notes as well, so that way you can click on it and check out for additional resources to share with your team as well. So really great conversation. Dr. Lisa Zimmer, thank you for all the great work that you're doing.
Of course. Thanks for having me. This was really fun. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, that's why we call it the Vet Blast podcast, you know.
Because it's a blast, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks.
Thank you so much to Dr. Lisa Zimmer for being on the podcast. And Rapid Read Dental is now available. And we'll go ahead and we'll put the link all in the show notes as well. So definitely want to check that out. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.